I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Talks last week between Sudan's north and south ended in failure over implementation of the 2005 Comprehensive Peace Agreement. There are fears of renewed civil war, but Words of Hope's Lee DeYoung says their ministry team is bringing hope closer to those who need it now.
This is a time where the gospel of peace is really conveying a message that the southern Sudanese desperately need to hear. Words of Hope has established a new studio in the town of Rumbek. And this puts us into the heart of Dinka-speaking peoples. It gives us connections with the church on the ground.
Next, 62% of pastors worldwide have no formal training. Lars Dunberg of Global Action tells us about what they're doing to solve the problem.
This is the only really systematic program that has become worldwide, because we do this in Sri Lanka, India, Nepal, Ukraine, El Salvador, and Honduras.
You can help sponsor a pastor.
And the stories that come out, not so much of the training part, but what happens afterwards, it's actually like reading an extra book of Acts.
And finally, a ministry of E3 Partners is coming alongside people of different backgrounds and status to help them deal with their struggles and find purpose in life. I Am Second is a movement shared value among people where putting Christ first in your life is stressed. Actors, musicians, well-known speakers, and next-door neighbors have come together to band with each other and stress community in Christ. To learn more or connect with an I Am Second group in your area, visit IamSecond.com. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Mission Network News is offering monthly bulletin inserts featuring the latest mission news to help people in your church be doers of the word and not hearers only. For information, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org to see a sample and subscribe. I'm Greg Yoder.